think this is, yeah. Hi. Do you know who I am? Yes, that's right. I've come to apologize for my son. I've heard he's been bullying you. Do you mind if I come in? Thank you. Is anyone else home? Like your mother? Okay, good. Then we can talk in private. First of all, I want you to know that I'm truly, truly sorry for what he has put you through. We always say that things will get better after high school, but there will always be bullies and punks at all stages in life. And it's unfortunate that my son is one of them. So I'll cut right to the chase. I thought I had raised my kid better. I'm embarrassed and feel absolutely 100% guilty. I didn't think he would stoop so low and do something like what he's done to you. But then last night, I overheard him talking with his friends on his computer, one of those games, and he was telling them a ton of nasty things that he's done to you. And honestly, I stood there because I couldn't believe that the little boy I raised could say and do such hurtful things. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And then, on top of that, he started talking about your mother, who I know to be a wonderful person. I lost it when I heard him call her a slut. Oh, yes. That's exactly what he said, and said that he was, I'm sorry to use such language, but he said that he was fucking her. I barged into that room of his, and before he could mute his microphone, I made it absolutely and abundantly clear why I know that he has not been fucking anyone. I'm sure he will have a great time explaining that to his friends tomorrow. So I thought telling you that might cheer you up a little bit. But from what I understand, the bullying has been ongoing for quite some time, hasn't it? The whole semester? That little shit. I'm sorry. My son doesn't know this, but I was bullied through college. I enjoyed these casual hookups, and this rumor quickly got around that I was apparently screwing anyone that would just ask me. I think one time they even said all they had to do was to make eye contact with me, and it was a sure thing. Slut shaming is nothing to joke about. It can hurt people for a long time, and when he said those things about your mother, one of my own son, said things that I've had said to me, it triggered something in me. And honestly, I want nothing better than to put him in his place. I can't ground him. He won't listen. I can't take away his computer. He'll find a way. His phone, no, I could turn it off, but he'll just go get a burner phone. And I... So, after some thinking, I thought about not only ways that I can make it up to you, but maybe also ways that you and I can get back at my son. Okay. Hear me out. He was saying really rude things about your mother. Things that you want to know? Well, he said she's a cheap whore and screwed her way through life. He claimed that she gave really good... never mind. You shouldn't have to hear the nonsense that he was spewing. The bottom line is, he likes to make up stories about people. So, how about we create a story of our own? Well, I was thinking, he fantasized about fucking your mom. So, how would you like to fuck his mom? I'll show you the things he'll never get to do. Especially not with that attitude of his. And I can already see these gears of yours working. Before you say anything, I am 100% serious. Don't want to toot my own horn, but for my age, I think I look pretty good. I haven't lost my tight tummy, despite my curves. And I've been called a MILF a few times, even by his friends when he wasn't there and they didn't think I could hear them. But none of them will ever get to see or touch a woman like me. But you? You can. Would you like to see my body? You don't know what to say. Well, how about you take a moment to decide while I undress myself? No. Hey, you don't have to look away. Watch me strip down to nothing but my panties. Are you embarrassed? Wait. Are you a virgin? Honey, no, hey. That's nothing to be ashamed about. No, not at all. And in fact, if you'd let me, I'd be honored to pop your cherry. You have literally nothing to worry about. There's no pressure to try and work hard to impress me. I don't want you to be shy. I've been around, and I'd be glad to share some knowledge with you. I can show you the way around a woman's body. I could help get you ready for your future girlfriend or your future wife, future partner. I mean, okay, I guess the real question here, other than if you're okay with this, is do you think I'm attractive? Yeah? Then enjoy yourself. You can look as much as you want. Eat me up with your eyes. Look. Watch me cup and play with my full breasts. One's just waiting to feel your hands on them. My tight tummy. My curvy hips. All the way down to my thick thighs and ass. Oh, well, that got a little reaction out of you, didn't it? Do you happen to be a thigh person? I got the right figure for that, don't I? I still have that little gap I know you boys like. Well, here. If you like my thick thighs, let me turn around. What do you think of my ass? My mole? It looks like a heart. You like it? Well, thank you, sweetie. I don't think anyone has ever mentioned it or commented on it before. Well, I'm glad you like what you see. What do you say then? Would you like to have some fun with me? Honestly, just thinking about what my son has done to you and what he said about your mother, it pisses me off. And I know that nothing I can say will make it okay. But I can make you feel better, all the while pissing him off in return. You and me, together. Let's teach that brat a lesson, shall we? Yeah? Good. I'm glad. And like I said, there's no pressure here. There's nothing to be nervous about. Let me be your tutor. Come on. I'll show you. Besides, these are things you learn best by doing. And what better way than to learn from someone who knows exactly what they want? Come here. Give me your hands. Well, you've been staring at my tits as I was talking all this time, so here. How does it feel to be cupping the infamous double D's? Yeah, they're bigger than your hands, so try to extend your palm as wide as you can and really grip onto them. Yes, just like that. Don't be afraid. Squeeze my tits for me. No, you won't hurt me unless you try. So go ahead. Grip onto them and bury your fingers into me. Yeah, there you go. They're all yours, baby. Wait, is this the first time you've gotten a chance to play with some breasts? No, I'm sorry. No, you're not doing anything wrong. It's just... you are so immersed in them. It's absolutely adorable. I like it. Hey, can you look up at me for a second? Sorry. I couldn't resist it. Are you okay with kissing? Good. Come here. Suck on it. No, you did good. I liked that, what you're doing with your thumb just caressing my nipples. Oh, yes, do it more. Oh, yes. You're doing so good. But I need to remember that I came here to help you feel better. So, do you mind if I take care of you now, baby? Yeah? Perfect. I'm going to show you exactly what I can do. Here, come here. Sit on the couch. There you go. I'm just going to get on my knees and... Here, let's take off your pants. Oh my god, your cock is really straining against your underwear, isn't it? And we can't have that. Let's pull it out, shall we? Oh, yes. That's better, isn't it? Yeah. Oh. You have a really nice dick, sweetheart. It's one of those cocks that you just know will feel and taste amazing. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. It's been a while since I've been with anyone. But the sight and the way you're looking at me. Fuck, you just want me to touch you, don't you? Like this. Just wrapping my hand around your shaft. And gently stroking. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, that quick little inhale of yours. Oh, it turns me on so much. Oh, you are making me feel so young again. Here, before I get to the good stuff, let me just raise up a little bit, and I want to wrap my titties around your cock. Oh, I just want to press them all right around this hard dick of yours. Yes. Oh, does that feel good? Yeah. Good. God, but I just want to have you in my mouth. Wait, this is your first blowjob, isn't it? Oh, good. I want to make you feel so good. Oh. absolutely amazing, sweetheart. I'm just gonna enjoy myself a little here. Oh, God, I didn't know how much I had missed this. Remember, people loved when I would just very gently brush my teeth beneath your head, like this. Yes, that shudder right there is exactly what I'm talking about. And then just licking from the base of your cock all the way up to the very tip, and swirling my tongue around your head. You know, though, people forget about your balls. Let me just pull your dick a little and run my tongue gently over your balls. Does that feel good? Oh, yes. I forgot how fun it was to suck cock. And yours? Oh, yours is something special. Oh, yes. Absolutely. You're gonna make the person you end up with very, very happy. And I'm just so thankful I get to be the first that gets to enjoy your cock. I'm gonna put your whole dick in my mouth, okay? Oh, yes. I'm definitely gonna do that. And here, put your hands behind my head. Yeah, just bury those fingers in my hair. And I want you to thrust your cock into my mouth, okay? I'm gonna keep my hands right here on your hips. And if I clench them really, really tightly, it means I want you to let me go, all right? Good. Until then, until I give you that signal, you don't have to worry. Just let go and let me have all of it, baby. You can go as slow or as fast as you want. Go faster if you want. Oh. fuck. No, 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 don't worry. I'm fine, I'm fine. Oh, my God, fuck, that was so fucking hot. And you did so good. How did it feel? Tell me while I keep stroking your dick. You seem so into it. For future reference, make sure that any person you're with is okay when you do that. Always make sure that it's okay first, okay? Yeah, nod your head for me. Oh, yes, such a good boy. Do you want to do it again? You can finish in my mouth if you want. Or I could show you what a pussy feels like. Personally, I think we should go all the way. I don't think it would be enough to teach my son a lesson if all you did was fuck his mommy's mouth. Yeah. You should fuck my pussy too, shouldn't you? That's right. Yeah, perfect. I don't think I could hide how much I wanted you, even if my life depended on it. I'm sure you realize by now how into you I am. You've got me more turned on than I have been in years. Oh, it's true, though. Good, come on. I still have my panties on, and here, let me lean back a little bit so you can see. You can see how wet I am through them. Look at this big wet spot. And if I just stroke my pussy lips through my panties. Oh, yes. Oh, God. This is what you did to me. That's right. You did this to me. You made me a soaking mess for you. Let me just take them off and... just as I thought... You see how they stick to my thigh? That's how wet I am. I've lived a boring single mother life for far too long. And I didn't know it. But I needed this. I needed you. You're the one that's making me this way. So, just lean back from me, okay? I want to straddle you if you're all right with that. Good. I love to look down at the person I'm riding. Just like this. You can feel how wet I am against the shaft of your cock. What's going through your head right now? Oh, tell me, baby. You got a hot, naked MILF on your lap, just waiting for your cock to be buried in her pussy. Her big titties right in front of your face. And all because her little shit of a son is a bully. I doubt you'd ever imagine this would happen. Wait, what'd you say? You want to be inside me? Yeah? You want to fuck me, don't you? I want you to say it louder for me. I want you to look in my eyes. Come here, look at me. Tell me that you want to fuck me. Oh, good boy. Wait, you don't have a condom, do you? That's fine. You're just gonna have to pull out, okay? You're gonna have to be a good boy and pull out for me. Can you do that? Good. Then here, let me take the base of your dick and I want you to look down. Look down as I raise myself and lower right onto your dick and watch it disappear inside me. It's all inside me. Look up at me. I did it. I popped your cherry. Congratulations, sweetheart. You're no longer a virgin. Just enjoy. Enjoy my warm, wet cunt wrapped around you. Yeah, it's okay. You can touch me. Touch me however you want. Here, put your hands on my hips. Okay, are you ready for me to start moving? Okay, here we go. Oh my God. Oh fuck. God, it's been so long since the dick has been inside me. Oh okay, I forgot what it felt like to have something inside. Oh God, yes.
Oh, God. Oh,
God, I'm so happy I can do this for you. I'm so happy I'm your first. Oh, God, I'm so happy that we can piss my son off. Yes, that's right. That's right, he needs to be taught a lesson. Fuck, yes. If only he knew what his mommy was doing. Oh, God, getting fucked by you. Yes. Oh, God, you're doing so good. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, kiss me. Fuck, baby. I have a very, very naughty idea. Do you know what I would really think would piss him the fuck off? If you came inside my pussy, if you didn't pull out, and if you gave his mommy dearest a delicious hot fucking cream pie. Oh, yes, right? Don't you want that? Oh, God, yes, I want it too. I know it's so fucking bad, but I really, really want it, my sweetheart. Oh, look, yes. Oh, my God, that got you going, didn't it? Oh, you like that idea, don't you? Mm-hmm. Coming inside of the mom of the asshole who's bullying you? Yes. Oh, coming inside this MILF pussy? Oh, yes. I love it. I love that idea. Oh, good. Yes. 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 Are you getting closer? Oh, because I am your fucking hitting the right spot, baby. Yes. God, so fucking close. What? You want to breed me? Oh. Oh, God, yes. Do it. Oh. Breed me, baby. Come inside me. Come inside me, my sweet darling. Oh, God, come inside my pussy. Yes, shoot, you loaded me. I want to feel your hot come inside my pussy. Yes, yes, that's it. Baby, fuck yes. Yes, that's it. Let go. Let go. I need it. I need it. I need you. I need you to come. I need you to come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. God, I'm gonna fucking comfort you. Yes, this milk pussy's gonna fucking milk your cock. Oh my God. Baby. Yes. Oh my God. Oh. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, I feel it so hard. Oh my God. Oh, oh my God. No. Oh, oh my God. Oh, fuck. Yes. Get every drop inside me. Every drop. Darling. Oh my God. Oh, that was so, so great. You did so, so well, especially for your first time. Oh, my God. Oh. No, I'm not laughing at you. It's just something I do when I'm so, so overwhelmed and sensitive. Oh. You know those things that that when you think back on and you start thinking you could never live without them. Right now, that's my thought about you. You were amazing. get off of you just yet. Oh, how are you feeling? Was it everything you dreamed of? Glad I can make it worth your while. Come here. Rest your head against my chest and just let me hold you to me. You know, I don't think this has to be a one-time thing. No, I didn't plan on anything to happen, but I wouldn't mind doing it again. I'd be so happy and flattered if you'd want to be with me again and again and again. Yes, of course I'd be flattered. Hey, it's always flattering to be appreciated by someone you like. I don't care when people call me MILF, and actually, it mostly is just obnoxious, but I don't care about them. If you called me MILF, though, well, I don't mind being your MILF. Well, good. I'm glad. I'd be very, very happy to do this over and over again. You could have me as your personal call girl. I mean it. It's nice to have someone that can make me feel young. Lord knows, the days of hookups and clubbing are far gone for me. But if I have you, I don't think I'd need anything else. You're going to class tomorrow, right? Good. And if my son is fucking with you on campus, what are you gonna say? Well, I guess you'll have to tell him something that only you would know about me at this point. I've got it. Why don't you tell him that his MILF mommy has a nice beauty mark right on her left ass cheek that's shaped like a heart? Yeah. And if he keeps screwing with you, give me a call. I'll give him a piece of my mind. And then I'll come right over here to give you the rest of me. Does that sound good, sweetheart? I know it's bad of me to say this, but I kind of hope he'll give you an excuse to call me. But even if he doesn't, I'll keep my phone on for you anytime, any day. Mm.